Good morning, Kavita, and welcome again to our studio.
Good morning, Miriam.
Yeah, year is around, yeah? It flies really fast, and 12th of August is already here. You are part of the Youth Link. So what do you have prepared for this year, International Youth Day?
We're very happy to share with the community that we have our third International Youth Day event planned for the 12th of August. And this is Youth Link's annual event. So we try to create space for all the youth activities and projects in Orville to display themselves. The first 2 years we had our events at Bart Nivas and then at the Unity Pavilion.
And they were huge, no?
They were huge events. They were very successful. We had youth projects and art exhibitions and stalls. But this year, actually, we're trying to scale down a little bit in some sense, and we're trying to create a bit more of a focus topic. So we're trying to bring the community together on the theme of peace and prosperity.
Yeah, United Nations announced peace as a focus theme, but you added prosperity, yeah?
Yes.
How come?
The United Nations Youth, they choose a theme annually, and we thought peace is very relevant globally. But when we started to discuss this in our team in Youth Link, we felt that the quality of peace is actually talked about very differently through the mother, and its purpose for Orville was different to us. So we also were approached by the Exploring Prosperity team, which is now a small group of people in Orville that are talking about this topic. And we felt very inspired and motivated by the idea of an Orville prosperity. And we looked at how the ashram is exploring this and how it was in the early days in Orville. And we felt like in order to feel a sense of peace or abundance or balance, that perhaps prosperity would be the key.
So, under the prosperity, what do you actually mean? Because the fact is that the mother, when we're talking from the aspects of the mother exploration or Orville exploration, it might be much different than maybe somewhere else on the planet, yeah? So what is in this sense prosperity? The physical prosperity, abundance of money, or growth, or where we're looking at?
The whole topic of the event is to explore it as a collective, so to bring the generations together and really look at the topic. But from as far as we have discussed and understood, it's really allowing each Orvillian to be able to be provided their basic needs, so that they're able to offer themselves in service for the community and for the dream. So this is particularly a huge challenge to young people, because if you don't have your housing or your food or your maintenance available, then it becomes very difficult to join Orville or to really follow your dream.
It's actually hard to work on an empty stomach, huh?
Harder to work.
Yeah. I mean, that's a physical reality of our bodies, and since we are in our bodies, we still have to look at that, no?
Yes.
Cool. And you decided that events itself is going to be a little bit smaller, and you changed the location to Mahalakshmi Park, which is a beautiful setup. And it's going to be only a few hours, from 4 to 7, as far as I know, yeah?
Yes, we want to do it every year at a different location. And we felt the Mahalakshmi Park was really at the center of Orville and a space that's not been used yet, so we wanted to activate that. And it will be from 4, we will hold a workshop space where we can explore these qualities. But from 5 onwards, we will have a lot more music and activities and games. And
okay, now you're talking about the program. So what do we can expect?
We have different discussion points. We've invited different members from services to also get involved and activate the conversation, and we hope that many newcomers will join as well, in any age group, in fact, because these qualities are applicable to all. But the event will include different simple activities to look at the qualities through games, through a film screening in the evening, and we will also have a collective meditation and hopefully some performances by the youth.
And amongst others, somebody mentioned that you will have a visit also for gardening work, which gonna be having interactions this weekend as well with the community.
Yeah, we were very happy to hear that they were actually here on the weekend of Youth Day. And we have invited them. We hope they do come. We would be very happy to meet them. And as it's a newly elected team, that we could actually get to know them. And
some of them, yeah.
And that they could see the Orville spirit in a community event. I think that would be nice.
And I'm holding the poster, which is blue and white. Who designed this poster?
Madhu from our Youth Link team is our design guy, and the blue we tried to match to the 12 qualities blue of peace. And we've created some t-shirts to help us cover the costs of the event. But basically the t-shirts say Orville Prosperity, and then at the center
you're wearing the one.
It's it represents the peace.
So that letter in that's our Tamil word. It's a letter.
Yeah, we have two t-shirts. We have one with the peace sign, which is internationally recognized, but we felt that to make it relevant to Tamil Nadu as well, that the Om actually represents a sound and space of peace. So we give the option to people to choose.
So that is Tamil Om.
This is a Tamil Om, yes.
Oh, nice.
There will be two choices of t-shirts, so people can see what they would prefer.
And Madhu also designed the t-shirt?
Yeah, we designed...
And some kind of pattern of columns. It's following somewhere in those eternity stuff, no? A circle.
We're trying to remain festive.
Amongst others, what struck me was that invitation to our older generation to share. Yes?
We have... the first 2 years of our events have focused really on the youth of Orville and showing the youth's work and trying to inspire other youth to get active and involved. But this year we felt that we didn't want to focus too much on the youth because we've seen the work now, and I think Orville is quite convinced that amazing things are happening. But we wanted to instead invite the older generations because especially for a theme like prosperity, we need to hear the stories from the early days, and we need to tap into that wisdom and experience. And I think this is what will help us as young people also to...
And it's maybe also occasion for the older generation to re-remember.
We hope it'll be a nostalgic space where people will be able to share and feel the community spirit. We call these events Come for Unity under Youth Link because it's a community, and we would like to just bring generations together, different statuses, no matter what you are, newcomer, volunteer, Orvillian, or perhaps even guests are inspired. We believe that these collective spaces are really important.
So all are welcome on Saturday, 12th of August.
Yes, please come.
4 p.m. onward at Mahalakshmi Park in a stone circle, right?
Yes.
I think so. Kavita, thank you so much.
Thank you, Miriam.
See you next time. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.